What's up, y'all? It's another episode of Apartment 5H. We call this Pizza and Wings.
Pizza and Wings.
Rick, you gonna help me out with the pepperoni joints?
I don't like the way how that sounded, man. I don't. What do you mean by that? Help you out with
the pepperoni pizza?
Now pause that, son. What are you talking about?
Pepperoni? Come on.
Yeah, pepperoni's
part.
You want me to eat it? You gonna eat the pepperoni? That's a reach. Oh, that's a reach now.
I think that's a reach. Salami is different. If you said you're going to eat the salami.
Okay, all right.
Salami is wild flavor.
Salami's wild.
Yeah, it's super flavoring. But pepperoni right there, too.
It's a safe space.
Well, a little bit of it. Nah,
pepperoni on pizza.
I'll eat some of
it. All right, cool.
What up, though? What's going on, man? What's up, B? I ain't see you. Feel like I ain't see you in a minute.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, you're looking real summery.
Thank you. You know, trying to get these couple of weeks out, you know? Mm-hmm. You know?
Because it's all about to come crashing down in a little bit here in New York. It's about to be cold as a woman.
Yeah, and it's next week, autumn vibes.
I know people are upset because Fabio Foreign and Kodak Black, they got a song featuring Donald Trump.
Are you upset about it?
No.
Are you upset about it, Bianca? Are you disappointed?
I'm disappointed.
Okay. Why?
I'm definitely disappointed. Why? I mean, this is where we're at now, where rappers are putting, like, presidential candidates on songs. Like, I just feel like we're a mockery as a country. It's crazy.
I disagree with
never,
that.
Obama's
on mad songs, God. Don't do that. Jesus, Obama's on mad songs, God. Don't do that.
Which one?
There's a lot of...
Tell me.
Yeah, come on, God.
He's playing it at his own...
That's different.
Come on, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that, God.
Wait. Before I say that, I don't agree with the politics of Donald J. Trump. But
so this
are
is
you disappointed? You know the DJ. You gonna play? You gonna play in the car?
Yes. The thing about
on
it.
Repeat. He gonna play it on repeat.
You gonna play it?
No. The thing about it with me. The thing about it with this.
No, answer the question.
I said yes. I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna say it again. Yes.
All right. Please tell me.
The problem I have with this what they call this election.
Electoral colleges?
The election, right?
All right.
Is you, and I think that's why back in the days when you voted or anything like that, people used to keep it to themselves. You never talk politics out loud. And now people talking out loud because it's like...
They talk about everything.
I'm saying everything
media.
Is out
No, I'm
loud.
Talking about before, years back, you never used to tell. Like you said, who
politics
you voting
and
for? And you'd be quiet. Right. You understand? So now, yeah, so... I feel like it's somebody can't vote for who they want to vote for. Like, this is your choice. So if somebody want
to... You can, but to put them on a song is wild. Well,
no, because I just told you Obama was on songs. There's mad different people on songs.
I'm going to say two things. Number one, Bianca, I'm a little disappointed, but maybe not. The reason why is because one guy got freed out of jail by
Hello?
Donald Trump.
Hello.
Right? And Kodak Black.
I know.
And
Hello. Then, so why wouldn't you make a song for somebody who got you up out of jail?
Make some song, he might make a whole mixtape with him.
Look, I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised.
But why would you be disappointed if somebody likes somebody who they want to vote for? That's who they like.
I get it. I guess it's different because I'm a woman on top of that.
I don't think Kodak is going to vote, but I think he's definitely letting let it be known where his
No, I think he
lies.
Probably would vote for Donald Trump if he could. And rightfully so, right? He's the one that pardoned you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming from like a woman and as a Hispanic or Latina, like he hasn't been very good to my kind. He's very misogynistic.
There's a lot of people in
he
Miami.
Threw paper towels
there's
at Puerto Ricans.
There's a lot of Latinos who and Latinas
yeah,
who are
I know.
Vote for Trump.
I know.
Look, I got
know.
Into a couple an argument with a couple the other day. I was a little surprised and they were really staunch in their views.
No,
they were,
I know.
They stood 10 toes down as the kids say. They on business.
No, and listen, and everyone has their reason. I'm not knocking people, but from my perspective.
No, but you are knocking people because you just said you was disappointed.
I am
so
disappointed.
So you are knocking somebody.
I mean,
and I feel that's wrong. Somebody got their own opinion. Let them have their own opinion, whether you don't like it or
no,
not.
No, I
it's their
get
opinion.
It. I don't know. I think
I'm not
general,
mad that you don't want to eat my pepperoni.
Well, because it makes me sick. My body is cleansed, and I can't have swine on my mind.
But I'm not mad at you.
I can't have pork on my fork.
But I'm not mad at you.
Wow.
But that's different. Like, literally, like, it messes up my digestive system.
There's a lot of Latinos and Latinas judging you right now.
You know what?
I do
get judged. I do
get judged
all the time.
I know that's
a fact. No, no, Benny, for me, I do get judged all the time. The point is, look, I respect people's opinion. but it is not today. It is still, I think in general, like this whole presidential, like the just the campaigns, like we're, it's like celebrity driven. Like I'm disappointed on all, on multiple levels.
I can't really think of any time. And I don't want to sit up here like I'm a fucking authority on politics, right?
But
I
I'm can't not either.
Think, I think this, the last 2 to 3 big elections that we had for the presidency, they've all been heavy on celebrities. Like they've leaned on that, trying to get to amplify whatever the message is, right? Like the reason that I'm not really in the Trump voting section is because I remember Trump from growing up here in New York City.
Okay.
Right? I don't necessarily agree with his politics. I don't think he's the statesman, or at least someone who I would want to represent me in the United States of America, right? I don't know how much we can even really depend on him. You know what I'm saying? Because how stable is his view? Sometimes they go back and forth too much. But then again, on the other side, there's a lot of things I don't agree with the Democrats and who they have as candidates, right? So it's like, yo, you can go ahead and have, you know, you have every right.
So why nobody vote for the third party?
Well, independent
party? Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a couple of, you know, I had been an event just to kind of create some type of.
Yeah, but I'm, but you still didn't answer the question.
Because this is the thing that. Answer the question before you cut me off. You got to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, because it's just, it's weird to me because people say, I hate Trump, I hate Trump. And they want to vote for Kamala.
No, but. Right? But what I'm
but because they hate Trump. Not because I like Kamala, because I hate Trump.
But there's reason, especially I don't know, maybe as a woman I feel like
I'm listening.
Grabbing them by the punani. Yeah,
but there is another
there's a
third party.
There is a third party.
Yeah, so why nobody say let's vote for the third party?
I don't think they turn up enough, maybe. Maybe they don't have enough awareness.
When it comes to the third party, I don't think they have enough money behind them.
But that's fine, but let me maybe I'm wrong, but wouldn't it be like, okay, alright, we lost, but we had a 15%, 20%, 10% increase in voters voting for us. So now next year or next time or next 4 years, you know, now it's looking better.
That
now the next Sotomayor, what's the good lady name?
Sotomayor?
Yeah, that she could say, oh, let me go if I don't know if she's independent or whatever, but whoever, Miss the new Maria, the new Shamika, could
that's
say,
what
hey.
Happened in 2016 and 2020 with Bernie Sanders.
Like, yeah, but you got to keep going.
He tried to keep going, but eventually it fizzles out.
No, it don't. It fizzles out because people say I hate Trump. I'm gonna vote for Kamala. I don't like Kamala neither, but I hate Trump more.
Yeah, eventually it has to.
Because that's kind of like what you just said.
It's not kind of like what I just said. I said what my basis of
you didn't say hate. I apologize. Using the word hate.
Exactly. What I'm basing my thought on is you got to do your due diligence to make the best choice for you and your family. But I would hope that people are thinking about the generation that's coming right behind them, or maybe your grandkids or something like that. With this guy right here, I tell you straight up, I think when it comes to Trump, I think he's a master marketer, but he's been that for years. You know what I'm saying? He came into it with a leg up on a lot of people because he's been in people's homes for years, whether it's been in hip-hop music, whether it's been The Apprentice. There's been a lot of FaceTime that he's had with the American public. He knows how to speak to these people. But I also believe that he has you looking at this, but he's doing something over here at the same time. But that's
so you don't think that the Democrats are doing the same?
I do.
Again. So why is one better than the other, and you have a third choice?
Well, maybe because he supports Project 2025,
which
entails
that's fine.
Tracking
you keep
people
going back to, you
that
keep,
leave their state for
you
an
keep
abortion.
Going back, you keep going back
if
to what I
no,
just said.
No, because that is a violation.
If you they keep are, going back to what, all right,
if
cool.
If they are tracking people
are you
that
listen,
leave their state,
listen.
No, you listen.
Your passion, they, your hate
finish.
Passion
let me finish,
subsidize your decision.
Let me finish, yay. If they are tracking people that leave their state to get abortions, what else are they tracking? It's not going to stop at that.
Okay.
They're going to track everything.
I haven't even looked at this.
Can I explain? Maybe you didn't understand what I said. I'm going to slow it down and say it a different way.
Ooh, don't try to blame me.
Okay.
Don't try to blame me.
Our friend Rick said he doesn't like A. I'm not going to say names. He said he don't agree with A. He said, I also don't agree with B. But I told him there's a C, right? I said the my issue is people don't like A so much that they will vote for B, but they don't like B, but there's C. There's a C.
And he explains that C does not have enough capital to promote themselves.
Got you.
And they are the forgotten party.
Understood. So now, listen again. So now I said that you went back to hating or not liking A. That's what you
I'm
went back to.
I'm not going to say hate.
You did.
I'm not going to say hate.
We got over that. Okay,
I
cool. You don't like A. A is gone. That was B and C. You still talk about A.
You know what
but
I think?
But not C is not in the running anymore.
I think with because it happens every year. Like, eventually, people go to, they run out of money or they just, what the backdoor dealings happen.
Right.
And like, hey, all right, I'm going to concede. I might go ahead and get a cabinet spot. Over here, that's what happened with what Pete Buttigieg, and now he's the Secretary of Transportation or something like that. Again, I'm not the political science cat,
mm-hmm.
but as a voting American taxpayer, you need to know this type of, you need to have some type of insight on this. C to me is caring about local politics. C to me is caring about who my congressman is, a woman.
Isn't that what we care about first?
It's exactly who we should care about first. Because by the time you get to the 4 year, the Super Bowl, a lot of stuff that you're looking at, there's been so much that's been done leading up to that 4 years, so many laws and so many policies that have changed. You need to pay attention to that because that might be really where your gripe is. By the time you get to the presidency, it's almost like it's a popularity contest.
It is at this point.
And that's where it's like, you have red and blue, black and white. You have one side with the pom-poms over here, one side with the pom-poms over here. And you try to have the conversation with somebody, and they're yelling at each other. And sometimes just listen to both sides. And you'd be like, yo, I don't get what either side is really mad at because y'all are just yelling at each other. There's never any time in this conversation where there's some understanding where you could say, here's the compromise, let's move forward. Everybody just want to be like, no. Make America great again, or whatever the other tagline is, blah, 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 whatever it is. And nothing gets done. And that seems to be what the problem is with politics right now. Everybody talks a good game until it's time to make the change, and then they blame it on each other as to why the policies can't get passed.
So if everybody does the same thing, why is the hate only going one way?
I don't think the hate is only going one way. You see the hate going both ways. You just happen to see the hate going one way. Because
I'm talking about here. She's about to hate again, you see?
I'm not trying to hate, but I have eyes and I have ears. Are we going to ignore
about to hate again,
the BS
you see? Got
that
to hate
has
again.
Come from this man?
About to hate again, you see?
You're going to ignore
how
people
listen.
Ran up in the White House? Someone died? Like, we're going to ignore something like that?
Listen what I'm explaining to you again.
We're going to ignore him, like, being misogynistic?
Listen what I said to you again.
Millionth power? Like, I don't
listen,
understand.
I think...
You don't care because you're a man.
No, listen what I'm
women
saying to you.
Women see that differently.
I think... Well, you may say that you can't speak for all women because there are some women.
There are some women for Trump, absolutely.
So, but again, instead of right, in this conversation with you, I'm going to say, right, mm-hmm. the all you said was something that you don't like about this person, right? You didn't say, I like Kamala. I like her because this.
Kamala.
You didn't say... How could we raise more capital for C and make it better? Blah 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 blah. You said none of this. The only thing you said was the hate that you have for one person.
I never said hate. You're putting words in my mouth.
It is. You just
dislike.
Okay, dislike. Whatever. Right. Your discomfort with another person. To me, that's a sad way to make a decision on anything when you hate something or you have so much passion that you don't think.
But he's disrespected.
You hating again.
But he's disrespected literally the two things that make up my chemical makeup.
Are you still hating again? This is what I'm saying.
He's disrespected women and he's disrespected Latinos. Like, I don't
understand that, right?
Calling people criminals. Like, what?
What is something positive about the other side? I want to hear that.
I'll tell you something positive.
I can't wait. It's been 20 minutes.
I'll tell you something. Well, as far as like tax breaks, he looks out for people.
Who's he?
Donald Trump looks out.
Why you keep talking about
like me?
Yo, I'm confused. Yo,
let me finish.
Oh my God.
You interrupted. Let me finish.
I'll say that,
right? Because I am a single person with no children, right? So I feel like a lot of the times it's either you have to have a family or children in order to get some type of break, or you have to be super rich.
Bianca.
To get, I'm undecided. You asked me a question.
I'm undecisive, right? I'm undecisive
you
right now, Bianca. You're not answering my question.
You should have had a law degree because the way you...
Listen, do you understand? Rick understands what I'm saying. That's why he's not helping you out.
No, so excuse me.
I'm undecisive.
No.
Help me out. I know why you don't like Donald Trump. Why do you like Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Why are you not voting for the independent? Why? I don't want to hear about Trump anymore.
I will say she's a lesser of the evils.
That's all? That's it?
But that's the situation.
That's it's all you can
the,
say to me?
That's been the situation.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is the state that our country is in, unfortunately. You have to vote for the lesser of the evils.
So that's the only thing is this. Well, they both.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for the person who doesn't believe in having a dictatorship. Yeah, I am. I'm not going to vote for the person
that is trying to turn...
It's
indirect hate now.
No, it's not indirect hate.
That's indirect hate again.
It's common knowledge. It's not indirect. He's literally supporting a dictatorship.
It's hate.
Am I crazy, guys? Am I crazy?
It's hate. You're hating.
It's not hate.
It is. I just asked you, okay, cool. I heard you. I just said I'm undecisive.
You're speaking your good ear.
Right?
Indecisive.
I've been.
Supports. A dictatorship.
Yeah, you keep talking about he.
Okay.
All right. All right. Cool. What is she?
Wait.
I'm confused. I'm asking you to confuse me. There might be some people watching, but the stuff that you're saying to me is saying that I don't like
she
him.
She doesn't support a
I like her because I don't like him.
She doesn't support a dictatorship. Right. She's obviously not disrespectful towards women. She's in tune with, like, women's rights. Like, you know what I mean? But I still have to do my research. I, I'm not saying the Democratic Party is perfect. I'm not saying that. They have their faults. They don't benefit me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a single mother with kids. Like, they're not helping me out. So, listen, I'm just saying the lesser of the evils. That's all I'm saying.
So, they're not doing nothing for you, but you still don't like this person, so you're gonna rather just vote for somebody who don't like
somebody. I don't want to be tracked if I leave the state. I don't want my personal information to. I like my privacy. I don't want anyone violating my privacy, and I also don't want to be in a country where there's a dictatorship. The way that it went down when Biden won the presidency to concede, like that's scary, that's horrifying.
That he conceded?
He did.
That he didn't concede.
Oh, okay.
That's horrifying to me. So,
and he never did concede.
You talk about Biden.
Trump never conceded.
Biden. Uh-huh.
Biden 21. But I think for everybody that's out there, man, like the main thing that you got to do is your due diligence, man. You got to do your homework. There's people who feel strongly about one side or the other, but they're having the same, the issue that is going on right now. Where it's like, yo, then tell me something about someone else. But you're so staunch in your feeling about this guy. Because in your gut, you know that you really don't like this person for whatever reason. And trying to explain it, there's some people who can. But for the average person, the average taxpayer, you've already made your choice. And guess what? In a lot of ways, whether you're Republican or Democrat, for years, like we're in our 30s, our 40s, some people in their 50s, they've always told you, vote the line. Vote the line. You start from the top, and if this is the team, it goes all the way down, whatever it is, right? People need to do their homework on who these candidates are. Sometimes you say, all right, I know that one person up there, and I'm going to vote for the whole line. Well, guess what? All these people are falling in line for a reason. That may not fall in line with the views that you have. It may not be doing anything for you. In fact, a year or two from now, it might actually jam you up in some way, shape, or form.
So let me ask you a question. So how do people know that the person that you hate won't do nothing for you four or five years down the line?
Stop.
Well, I don't think you should keep...
I was talking to Beyonce. Bianca.
You call me Beyonce. It's okay.
Wow, Beyonce is the way your hair laid, okay. Right? The baby hair right there.
Well, I will say that what Donald Trump... Look, I come from like middle class, maybe a little bit below middle class, humble beginnings, from the Bronx, whatever the case may be. I will say that Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck about that population. And that's like my home base. And, you know, I'm probably going to lean towards the party that's going to help those people where I come from. Like, I obviously don't want to like vote for someone that's gonna make the poor poorer.
You know what's funny? You say that, and I don't want to make this about every person I'm talking to, but I'm out in Jersey. There's a crew that's doing some work where I'm at, and it's a crew, I think, Caribbean guys. Two Haitian dudes and a Jamaican dude, right? And the Haitian dudes were pro-Trump. And the reason, you know, when you ask them, like, yo, well, why? Tell me why, right? And it's lighthearted. Everybody talking to each other. Tell me why. And the reason why, and what they say is that I've never made as much money as I've made until he got into the presidency, right?
I believe that.
Now, for some people, that might be the reason to pull the lever because I know I'm going to make a lot of money with him. But for
would you agree that he was poor prior? The Haitian guy?
No, he was. He owns his own business. But he was saying, like,
oh, he made more money.
That's why.
The guy who made more money, naturally, he would pay the workers more, or would they have more work, correct?
I would think so. Okay. I don't know for a fact, but I would think so. There are some people who say, yeah, all money isn't good money. Right, because you may be making a lot of money in this side right here, but there may be something infrastructure wise. There may be something going on with a woman's right to her reproductive rights. You know, like they're losing this stuff in the courts and in Supreme Court. And the president at that time was pushing these agendas where he wanted to knock out certain things that had been, like, you know, Roe versus Wade, where it gets overturned. It just depends on what you view valuable in your life and who you want to vote for.
So, I agree with you.
So when certain people say, yo, I'm going to vote Trump, I had to get out of my own way. Like, yo, I can't fuck with you. I want to know why. I want to understand why.
But that'd be my issue with people, right? Because people get upset because you don't like what they like. And that's where I'm like, this is crazy that you somebody's going to be mad at you, because if somebody say I like Kamala, right? I don't see nobody saying, oh, I can't fuck with you because you like Kamala. I've never heard that.
I think that's because of the community that you're in. But I'm pretty sure if you hung out more in Miami, or you hung out more in the Midwest, or you was in Texas more.
I don't say they would hate you.
I'll tell you this right now.
What?
Hold on for a second. I was on a bike ride. Shout out to Major Taylor. We went from Newark, New Jersey out to New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Along this route, I have never seen so many different types of for Trump signs, right? Mm-hmm. This town for Trump. Farmers for Trump. That for Trump. That for Trump. So that just goes to show you, I'm on a bike. Now, keep in mind, the ride probably took 3 hours in total time for me to go from Newark, New Jersey to New Hope, Pennsylvania and back. Maybe a little bit more elapsed time because, you know, it stopping to eat and everything like that. But in a car, you're only, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours outside of the city? All you got to do is go 30 minutes in either direction outside of New York City, and you'll hear that conversation of why people don't agree with Kamala Harris.
I didn't say agree.
Upstate New York
listen to my words.
Or if you
I said that listen to my words. I didn't say that people don't everybody agrees. I said that I've never heard a person who supports Trump get upset or get mad at somebody who supports Kamala, saying, oh, I can't mess with you, or they upset, they're disappointed in you for liking her. This is where my issue lies.
Yeah, because when it comes to Donald Trump, there's a moral issue here.
It's emotion.
Moral issue.
It's emotion. Because, listen, so why is it a moral issue when it comes to the Democrats? Right? Mm-hmm. From what I saw, right?
Okay.
With Kamala, and this is me paraphrasing. I saw that she locked up people for smoking weed.
That was her job.
Okay. But that's still more, that's morally like, all right.
That was her job. So, it's different when you have a choice. You have a choice to say, grab them by the pussy. Make sure you edit that out.
You have a choice.
To throw paper towels at people that are getting over a hurricane devastation.
You also have a choice to quit your job if you don't agree with what's going on. If you feel like this is not right.
Do you know that some you people quit. Don't have a savings and they need to continue working somewhere. They may not agree with their values in order to pay their bills and feed their kids.
So you saying that more you could
sound crazy.
So you
right
agree
now.
With doing something morally not right to another human being?
Are you saying that she didn't quit her job as an attorney?
Listen, what I just said to you again.
But maybe she didn't think it was. Listen, a few years ago, there are people that believe like weed is wrong. You gotta send drug dealers to jail. Like, that's just like an average thinking of someone.
I don't think she believed that because she said on the Breakfast Club that she smoked weed with listening to Tupac.
Okay.
This was before she became in power where she
exactly
was.
Exactly. Before she was probably a kid, young adult. She went to college, became a lawyer. This is what happened. Like, and she got a job, and that was her job. She's not gonna have a position and be like, oh, this person only is selling drugs, a weed. Let me move on to a coke dealer. That's not how it works when you're in that position. It's not.
Okay. So now,
and I'm not for it. Let me clarify. Like, very 420 friendly, but to clarify. But I'm just saying. I'm trying to think. You know, I'm trying to get outside of my thoughts, right? Because when I first heard that, it infuriated me. Like, but I'm trying to understand her point of view. That was her job.
She was an attorney general.
That was her
California.
Job. How many police officers probably arrest people like, damn, he was only like selling weed, but I got to arrest him. Like, this is my job.
So again, I agree, right? So now, but if you see something that's, well, again, I think, again, I don't know the correct title of that person or whatever, but I know that you have the authority to say, I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. When you're at that high level.
Yeah, but then.
You understand?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that.
Well, we all talking
records.
About thinking. So I don't think that we can talk facts.
You're thinking too. You don't know.
I said we. I said
exactly.
I used
no,
the word
but,
we.
But when I think all of a sudden it's a crime, when you think
no,
it's
no, no,
you,
no,
we,
no, no, I didn't say that. I just said we. I said we thinking that again. My issue is that people are trying to convince me, right, to vote for someone because of their hate for another person.
No.
Because I just said to you, I'm undecisive.
That's why I say you need to do your due diligence. Each person needs to go ahead and read up. I don't just go, don't be a prisoner of the moment. Don't go back last year, 2 years ago. Read the last 4 years, last 8 years, last 10, last 15.
Nah, I may go back 8 years ago.
Go back.
Hurricane Maria.
But this is the thing. Like, you should go back on each side. Because if you went back with Donald Trump, one of the reasons why I say I would not agree with Donald Trump is because I grew up in New York City. I remember some of the vile things that he's done. I also remember him being the toast of the town with a lot of people. Right. I remember him being like, yo, we getting money like Donald Trump. Uh-huh. I remember all that. I also remember what he did with taking out that full page ad in the newspaper about the Central Park Five, saying that they should all be fucking murdered.
So look, can I ask you a question?
Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. You can't ask no questions.
I'm going to ask a question about that. I'm going to ask a question about that.
That's equivalent. To come out, comment.
I'm gonna ask you. I'm ask him a question
no,
about
ahead.
That.
No, go ahead. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
So now
you better get his ass too. Get his.
No,
ass.
But see you.
No,
look,
no. Go ahead. I'm
look
sorry.
How, look
I'm
how
sorry.
Passionate
I'm sorry.
You are.
No, I'm sorry.
And this is my issue.
It's hypocritical. No, I'm okay.
This
I'm
is
okay.
My issue. No, this okay. How passionate.
I'm sorry.
So
I'm
just asking the question, and I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just trying to put myself in a position where Bianca said. She used the word that's her job and, you know, some cops got to do certain things and blah, blah, blah. So I remember the Central Park Five, right? I remember that. Yep. I remember seeing that. Right. I remember seeing whatever they showed me on television and I grew up thinking those five guys did what they did.
You thought that.
I because of what I saw.
But you thought that.
Yes, because
even
of what
the environment you grew up in. You thought
listen
that
again because of what I saw.
I never thought that.
Well, again, we come from different parts of the city. Right. Because they always say, yo, they're doing stuff that's called wilding. I remember us we used to call it a whip. I'm going on a whip. And I used to go out and just beat people up. You understand? That's what we did in Brooklyn. Put batteries in socks, a lock in socks. Fuck somebody up, blah, blah, blah. It might have been initiation, something like that. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So this is something that I particularly, you know, if you showed me this without my knowledge of what you're saying, looking or digging deep inside or whatever was going on, this is what I thought. The kid also, at the time, confessed. Right? So someone said out his mouth, He confessed.
At that time, I knew the practices of the police as well.
I didn't. You understand? So again, right? You saying by your knowledge, I'm just going by the masses, mm-hmm. right? So now he could have thought these kids did what they did.
But see, this is where it goes back to just
not saying that he's right. Just saying that he could have thought.
To me, in his position, this is where it goes back to the responsibility, right? You know the position that you have. You know the type of money that you have. You know the ears that people will, you know, the ears that you have when you speak. So that's the reason why you should use that responsibility not to jump out the window and be the judge and the jury in a trial when you don't even know what the hell is going on. But you said these kids should be killed.
They got convicted also. Because again, I feel like
before that even came out, he said that they should be killed, bro.
But listen again, because I feel like
the death penalty.
I feel like people.
For kids.
Listen again, I feel like
New York City, the most liberal city in America. He said that they should.
People pick and choose when they want to what you go. Because if I use OJ. Oh, OJ did. Even when he died, he did. He killed the lady. He was found in a court of law. Right? He was found in a court of law and said he did not do it. They said he didn't do it. He was found not guilty.
So do you believe every ruling in a court of law?
I do not. No.
What is your point?
My point is that some people pick and choose when they want to go hard for certain things. So again, like I said to you, what he could have seen. I don't know. Again, right? I'm playing.
The reason why I feel so strongly about this, and this has nothing to do with the politics of today. The reason why I feel so strongly about this is because the feeling that everybody had back then of them kids being innocent, it came out to be true. And if it would have been up to Donald Trump, what, 5 kids would have been killed.
I agree.
They would have received the death penalty. And over. If it would have been up to him, go ahead and get their arms in the needle innocent. Right now. Put the needle in their arms.
Okay, cool. So now, I'm glad you said that, right? Because also, what you just said, to my knowledge, Kamala Harris did the same thing to a guy in San Francisco that was on death row.
The difference is that's the difference. General.
Listen again. That's even
general.
Worse.
It's not worse.
Listen. You, did no, you let look, me finish?
I'm not going to let you finish okay, because what you're saying, the point that you're making is not making sense. I don't, believe me.
You didn't let me finish.
I don't think anybody should, when I say this and I say it the most respectful way, when it comes to the death penalty, that should be the extreme.
I agree.
The very, very extreme.
I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's people always say, yo, you should go ahead and, for this person doing this or that, until you have to be the person to put the needle in that man's arm, that woman's arm, go ahead and, you know, turn that lever for the electric chair, whatever it may be. I don't want to hear that bullshit, man, because that is the extreme. You're taking a life for whatever happened.
You didn't let me finish my story.
Finish the story.
My story was she withheld evidence that a guy was innocent, right? The guy was innocent. She withheld evidence of the guy being innocent until she was forced to do it at the last hour to do it. So, therefore, what I'm trying to explain to you is she had the knowledge that somebody was innocent. A black man was innocent, and she was going to let him get killed or get executed, right? So the same notion of what you're saying about Trump is the same thing that this lady that you speak of did the same exact thing.
Well, first of all,
it was different because she had more power.
You said I speak of as if I was campaigning for her. I'm not doing that over here.
It sounded like it with both of y'all.
What does it sound like with you?
I never said nothing positive about nobody.
I said people need to do that.
I never said nothing positive or negative about anyone.
Need to do their homework on each candidate, whether it's for the presidency or everything below that office right there.
I agree.
I don't know enough about that, so I'm not going to speak on it, but I would love to go ahead and see exactly what happened.
When it comes to
Donald Trump, I know exactly what
when it was brought from, I saw this particular part, when it was brought to her attention of what she did, her reply was, I did the work of an attorney general, and I'm proud of what I did.
I definitely wouldn't have said I'm proud, but I'm not surprised when it comes to, you know, the law and stuff like that.
they go for the wins.
I agree.
They go for the wins.
So,
and if they
feel
like they got a strong case, they're going to go very...
Well, you didn't have a strong case because you knew you had the evidence. You hid the evidence that this person was free. Also, the guy. I want you to also see
if that was the situation. Uh-huh. I wonder
that's
why
wrong.
She wasn't disbarred. It has to be something else that's in there that's not being said, man. I need to read up on that. But
I would like for you to.
I would love to know why the hell she wasn't disbarred.
Also,
she withheld some type of information.
Also, the person, if I'm correct, the person who it was done to. He spoke out recently. He did a interview recently also. Mm-hmm. So I think you should watch that also. I wish I remembered the guy's name, but I will get it.
I mean, you got all the other information. You don't know his name?
No, I don't. Listen, I think that you thinking I'm pro-Trump, and I'm not. I'm saying to you that I just don't like people saying I like this person because I don't like this person. Mm-hmm. I'd rather someone say I like this person because this person does this, this person does that, this person does that, this person does that. The only thing I've heard in this hour conversation was that I don't think I even heard nothing positive that this female does. Kamala, I don't like...
Vice President of the United States.
The Vice President, because I don't...
Kamala Harris?
Kamala. Because some people say Kamala, that's why.
No, her name is Kamala.
Kamala.
The people who are ignorant and keep on wanting to say it, that was just on CNN the other day. And shout out to Professor Michael Dyson for...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Because I don't want to pronounce her name wrong, so that's why I'm saying it. Kamala. You understand? So in this conversation with both of you guys, I have not heard something positive of her. So even if I got up right now, right, the only person that I would probably vote for is independent. Because independent, the only thing you just, both of you just said was they ain't got enough money. That's the only thing you said. So I'd rather just put my choice in them because they ain't, you know.
Well, why wouldn't you, instead of, see, I think this is an issue when it comes to voting too. Instead of you just relying on what two people have strong feelings on or whoever you're speaking to, why not do your own homework and see if you line, if you, whatever you're looking for, does it align with any of these candidates before you vote?
Well, I just gave you some information about the Kamala.
That's one instance.
I gave you two. But I gave you. I also know, listen.
You don't know the person's name. You don't know the year. You know it happened. It happened in California because she was the,
San Francisco.
The attorney general at the time of California, right? That's good. That's a start. But you need to go, like I said, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. See if this person, their past and whatever they're trying to run on with their record or what they want to go ahead and roll out in the future, does it align with what you think you want to vote for?
I agree, right? I agree with what you're saying. You 100% right. And I also say that I can also go by experience. So the person that you speak of was in office. Granted, she was second in command for 4 years. I also know that within those 4 years, this economy has became different. Things are skyrocketing in prices, different things like that. We had a conversation.
That has nothing to do with COVID and how things became scarce because deliveries didn't make it into the country. Like, there's so many different, like...
Well, I mean, whatever...
It's a domino effect.
Whatever the case is, you still got to intake when you are in charge. Whether it rained, I'm a promoter, it rained, yo, my party's empty. No one, the party's empty. It doesn't make it, you know, you can't control certain things. But what I'm saying to you is, I also know that we had a conversation. You told me fish fillets is $10 for two. Two for 10.
Two for 10.
Yeah, I've never heard of that in my life.
Nah,
you understand what I'm saying?
That is kind of wild.
Four months ago, fish fillets was two for five.
I'm not going to lie.
You understand what I'm saying?
That is insane.
So if you want me to go with what aligns with me, I'm
not
just keeping it real. You understand? You know? Even though it sounds like I'm like, you know, paraphrasing, it sounds like a jokey joke, but it is, you know, it is what you call it. But again, I just think in this conversation, I think that the passion of hating someone is greater than the positivity that someone else can do, which I feel like it's like, dag, you know, please tell me something positive someone else can do before I vote, because I feel like I just don't even want to vote.
This is an uphill battle because you and I are coming from two different perspectives.
I got that, but you still haven't told me something positive about another person. All you told me was something negative about the other team.
Overall, the theater of politics right now, it feels like
American Idol. It feels like that year, and I don't know if people remember this, but there was a year with this kid named Sanjaya. I don't know if you remember this kid, Sanjaya. He was horrible. But it was that year when I feel like America started trolling the system of voting. And even though there was way better talent, people kept pushing this kid through. They kept voting for him, kept voting for him. He got all the way up to, like, maybe, I want to say, top 15 or something like that. I'm waiting for, and I guess this is just when it gets to a certain point, you want to see the adult step in the room. I don't care. Like, you see politicians, and they're out here, they're trying to get streams with Aiden Ross. Trump sat down with Aiden Ross. I'm glad for Aiden. That's a hell of a look for him. But, it's, you know, he's getting whatever messaging over to the kids. Then you have someone reaching out, allegedly, to Kai Cenat for Kamala Harris. It's like, yo, fam, I get it, but I don't know if this is the way
right.
that you really want to get the messaging out to people who are voting. Because let's do the work. All of this shit just sounds like little quick shots in the arm that you're trying to get lifts and get your face out there. When are the adults going to step in the room? Because at the end of the day, I want my fish fillet. I want the 2 for 5 again. I don't want the 2 for 10 no more.
So, what I'm trying to explain to you
is... So you think Donald Trump is going to bring back 2 for 5 fish fillet? No, that's what
I did not say that.
I mean, it feels like that's what you're saying.
No, this is what I said to you. I said that I'm going by experience. I said to Rick in this conversation that Kamala... I said her name right, correct? Yeah, Kamala has been second in command for 4 years. In that 4 years, my fish fillet went to 2 for 10.
Okay, listen.
That's what I'm saying. So by experience,
gas prices
up, electricity, rent, everything, right?
Rent,
so that's what I'm saying to you. Now you get what I'm saying? I'm only going by experience. So I'm not saying Trump is going to change this. I did not say that. I also said in this conversation, it looks like if I'm going to vote for somebody, I'd rather just vote independent. Just don't vote for A or B. I'd rather just vote for C.
I just feel like when you say I'm just going to vote for the independent, it's almost like a cop out.
Well, I feel like it's a cop out with you two because you're telling me.
No. It's not a cop out because eventually,
literally, just
and what
you.
I've been doing over this time leading up to November 6th, when the president, when you go vote for your next president of the United States of America, I've been doing my due diligence. I think everybody should be.
Well,
doing
can
that.
You do your due diligence today and tell me why? You should vote for Kamala without mentioning Trump.
I think programming-wise, like just infrastructure-wise, I like what she's talking about. Like what she's talking about and reintroducing.
What is she talking about?
Oh my God!
I just said infrastructure. You know, you just have this way not listening. Yeah, you hear what you want to hear, and you be like, "Yo, what about this? Or what about this?"
We're not
going anywhere with this conversation. Can we change?
No,
the subject
I'm not.
Right
I'm asking you, right? Okay, infrastructure. What about the infrastructure? I'm trying to learn.
Well, infrastructure-wise, there's been a big conversation. If you live in New Jersey, you know the problems with New Jersey Transit.
Okay.
There's been a plan that has been rolled out. It's been taken out. It's been killed, I think, 3-4 different times. They're talking about reintroducing this. That's something that stands out to me because I'm tired of delays, canceled trains, the price going up on New Jersey Transit. That's something that stands out to me. I'm also interested in reproductive rights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any man should tell a woman of what she should be able to do with her body.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that most of the people who voted is a bunch of men who saying, yeah, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do this. I know that she stands behind that. Those are just a couple of things. But I'm still, every day, I'm reading up different things. It's not like I wake up at 9 a.m. I'm like, let me see what Kamala facts.
And those same men are having sex with their secretary who have wives.
I don't know any
and are
that.
Getting secret abortions for their
no
secretaries.
About that.
But let's
but
just put that out there.
Surprised.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Those are the same men that are going to get their side chicks secret abortions because they got the pass.
We can't say, you
okay.
know, you know, for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't be surprised. But those are some things that stand out to me about her. But again, you know, it's August right now. We have another month and a week, a little bit, I'll say a month and a half before you go into that voting
mm-hmm.
poll to see what you want to do. Just keep on finding out more information. How does it align with you?
Well, I'm saying thank you for giving me something positive about Kamala. that you feel is positive, because Bianca has not. That's why. So you told me that she, you told me Kamala is going to fix the New Jersey Transit. And
oh, come on.
I didn't say fake.
Now you're being an asshole.
I'm not. I'm just,
I didn't say she's.
And you said that she's pro-choice.
Yeah, pro-choice.
And she's pro-choice.
And infrastructure.
Okay.
I literally said that Donald Trump supports Project 2025, which is taking away.
Can I go back? I said, can you tell me something about Kamala without mentioning Trump? That's what I said. Without mentioning Trump. You can't, because you're so passionate that it's just like, forget him. And it's, I like her. Forget him.
And listen. Again, you know, under him, obviously my checks were bigger. Like, he does certain things that do benefit me. I'm not going to sit here and
I don't want to hear about Trump. Maybe this is why. Maybe this is why he's the popular person, because you keep saying his name.
No, he's a popular person because he's all over social media.
No,
because
you keep saying his name. You keep saying his name. You keep saying his name. You said Trump name. I never heard you say Kamala name once sitting on that couch. I never heard you mention her name one time.
Because I'm combating all the fuckery.
Okay, well, let's say Kamala name. Say her name.
Kamala.
Please, you understand? I haven't heard you say her name one time.
Kamala.
Thank you. You understand?
Listen.
Like, this is amazing to me. Hatred for one person is just like that.
But you don't understand, because you're not coming from my perspective, like I said.
I do believe the reason why people feel so strongly about him is because there's been some really wild, like, you, just things that people will do. You'd be like, yo, that was wild. Yo, your boy is wild. He's bugging over there. This is like an everyday. The similarities between Trump and Ye are way closer than most people say.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the actions that they do on a day-to-day.
Gemini, man. Narcissism.
They're narcissists. In the way that they do things, man. I don't know who's going to win, but just do your due diligence, man. Like, do your homework. And don't vote the line. Make sure you do your homework on each and every candidate that's in that polling station.
Hold on a minute. You got some Hoochie Daddy shorts on?
No, those are called Olas. Anyway.
No, they Hoochie Daddy. Let me see. Stand up.
No, they're not Hoochie Daddy shorts. Those are called Olas.
How far are they above the knee?
Those are called Olas.
I know what Olas is. Stop.
Well, then you would know.
They're not Hoochie.
So then you would know what they are.
No, because Hoochie Daddy.
Olas
are not. You know what Hoochie Daddy's are?
Yes. Those are Olas. Shorts that come above the knee.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, Olas can be short too.
Nah.
They're not Olas.
Then they're
Olas. Basketball players in the 80s wore Olas that was short.
No, there's not Olas. Okay. So anyway, so what I did see, right, is a documentary, and I didn't get through the whole thing, is South to Power.
What?
So
never
South.
Heard of that.
Huh?
I haven't heard of it.
South
okay,
to Power?
South to Black Power. I apologize. Okay. South to Black Power. What it did say, and it coincides similar to what you were saying with your bike ride, with the sexy. What's the name of the bike?
I don't know.
You have a bike named Sexy?
No. What's the name of the bike?
I have a road bike.
But what's the name of the bike that I'm speaking of?
You're
that you
a fixie. A fixed gear bike.
Fixie. Yeah. Okay. so a guy has a theory that it's Black people should do reverse migration.
Okay.
Reverse migration mean instead of, you know, prior when Jim Crow laws came, most Blacks went to the North to escape the South. Right. But now he's saying that we should come back to the South, because being in the South makes us stronger, because with numbers come power when it comes to voting and stuff like that. So when we do this election, let's say New York is maybe 10-15% Black and Hispanic.
That's it?
Because similar to what Rick just said, you go 13 minutes out,
yeah.
It's totally different.
Upstate New York is crazy.
New York State.
You understand what
I'm saying? So remember, they vote by states. The biggest population of Black people is in Mississippi, and that's 30%. The next person was, I want to say it was Louisiana, I think it was. But all these states was like around that, the southern, it was Louisiana, Georgia, like that. But then if you go to If you go to Georgia, there's more white people in Georgia than blacks. All blacks are concentrated in one area, which is
Atlanta,
Georgia.
Right.
You can't win if you just in one area.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you got six states, that makes you stronger. But if you all spread it out, so this is his theory. If you all spread it out, you'll never win, or your vote, you'll never have power, because number comes power. Even in Detroit, you know, most people are blacks are in Detroit, but Michigan is overrun by
the majority.
I understand that, but also there are white people that are voting for Kamala. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think
I'm not talking about vote. I got off the voting.
You mean as far as
I got off the voting? See that?
No,
I said power.
She did say Kamala,
yeah, you did say Kamala. I got off the voting.
Kamala.
I got off the voting. I got off the voting and went to power.
Okay.
I got off the vote.
That's different.
I got off the voting. All right.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention that because I'm like, that could be a smart idea, you know, because they were saying that a group, I forgot the group, of whites. At a point in time, went to certain people. I know even the Amish. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Amish went to Pennsylvania.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they changed the laws in Pennsylvania because they all went there as a big group and changed the laws. So there's a lot of laws that's changed, because they all in one place.
We have a prime example right here in New York City. If you come here to Brooklyn and you look at the Jewish community, especially the Hasidic Jewish community, mm-hmm. you see how strong when their power is in that community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think, if you're talking about dollars, if they spend $1, that dollar probably gets circulated within the community at least 4 or 5 times, and I might be undercutting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a prime example. One pushback I would have about that is just, you know, jobs. What's the jobs looking like down there and stuff? That's a sacrifice.
Well, I mean, jobs, you create jobs when everybody go there, like you build businesses.
I could see that, but there's a lot of people who, you know, would be like, well, I don't know if that would work for me. You know, like what's the guarantee in it for people? Like what kind of?
Well, the guarantee is power. When you got power, that's when you create jobs.
Business wise, like, you know, to get people to go ahead and migrate south, like how am I going to make money? That's going to be the number one question, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create these businesses. Is it me becoming an entrepreneur? Is it me working for a factory, like, you know, some type of car company, like in Detroit or something? So I think that's the question that will be coming, that will come up. But
well, I mean, whatever theory or whatever views that the person had when they moved up north should be the same moving down south.
But the north was more industrial, especially back in the 40s, 50s.
Well, I think the south is more industrial now. A lot of these companies are moving to the south.
The ones that haven't been moved out of the United States.
Okay.
But like, say for instance, when I would be driving from, say, Atlanta back up north, man, I would always look at this. I think it was like a Mercedes-Benz or BMW plant or something that's right there. Like as you're coming through South Carolina, I could see that being something that people would want to go to. Or like Wrigley's, which is north. It's in Georgia, but it's north of Atlanta. You know, like there's just certain companies.
I think his proposal was to go from north South Carolina and down. I guess Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, like that.
Florida.
It was Florida, wasn't in there.
That's too
you ain't going. Yeah, Florida.
Florida,
you ain't
got their own thing.
Yeah, you ain't going. You ain't. There's no.
Florida,
yeah,
man, Florida man.
Yeah, you ain't got. Yeah.
But I think
you ain't taking over Florida, man.
I mean, when it comes to, especially with the Northeast, it's very rare that you have somebody who's up here who grew up in, especially in New York City, I'd say the DMV area, who doesn't have family in the Carolinas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it'd be a big jump. I know there's familiarity there. I just wonder about the jobs, man. Because I think it would, there's better air, there's better milk, there's better food down there.
Well, I think that you should watch.
What's it called?
South to Black Power.
South to Black Power. I'm going to check that.
Let me make sure.
It's on Netflix?
It's on HBO, actually.
Man, you get money for that one. All right, I got to check that out.
It's on HBO, actually.
What's that? Not Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon is over, so now I'll go ahead. I'll check that out.
Yeah, right?
I had to catch up to that. I heard it was whack. I heard that it didn't live up to the hype that everyone thought it would.
South to Black Power.
It's not what I wanted.
That's the name of it. South to Black Power.
Check that out. Definitely go check that out.
South to Black Power.
I can't see you living in the South, so I think you go crazy, guys. Could
you, South could you to Black South? Power.
I did for a year.
See, for a year?
I did
a year, a whole year.
It was only because of the job situation.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What part of the South were you
in? Raleigh, North Carolina. So. People say if I would have moved to Charlotte, maybe I would have stood, but who knows?
Charlotte's a beautiful city.
It
man.
Is.
Charlotte is how Atlanta used to be before it really like blew up and everybody rushed mm-hmm. down there. You got a lot.
I mean, the only thing about Charlotte, it seemed very robotic. Yeah. Like I felt like all the men had like light blue shirts on.
Carolina,
like, but yeah, like it yeah. was just like very uniform.
That's pride,
like,
though. That's pride, Carolina. Pride.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was
nice.
I'd rather
nice. Be light blue than that royal blue with them doopies and shit. Yeah.
No, I mean, I like the South. It was nice.
Right.
I mean, it allowed me to, like, venture off. I was very, like, corporate, and that's where I started my media.
It's a lot of money in Charlotte.
Run.
That's where all the banks are.
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out to all our Carolina viewers and listeners out
when
there.
I did appreciate eat, you. When I did eat swine, they had the best pork rinds. Fresh, like, fried.
Mm. Pork rinds.
They had salt and vinegar pork
and you
rinds.
You won't eat pepperoni.
I can't. That was years ago.
That's
like 10 years ago.
She did put a disclaimer and said when she did eat pork.
I did.
Pork rinds. Pork rinds, like, that's...
Fresh pork. Like, it was still hot.
That's, anyway. That's that raw right there.
It definitely
might
that raw.
Might as well be eating pigs now. You eating pigs now, too, right? You see?
No, I would never.
No?
No pig's
tail.
Feet. My grandmother would make the soup with the pig's feet.
Tail?
No.
But you eat pork rinds. You know what that is.
That's different.
You know what it is, though.
It's pork skin.
Do you know where
fried
it's from?
Up. What do you mean?
See?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't eat it anymore, so I don't care. Oh, what man, do you mean? Yeah, isn't it the skin?
It's
like
twerk meat, nigga. It's twerk
that's
meat.
That's ass meat?
Man, so it had to be you. I didn't want to be the one to
wait,
tell you.
That's from the butt?
Yo, wait, it could come from anywhere on it. It's the point.
Well,
skin.
It's the skin. It
anywhere.
Could be the shoulder.
Anywhere.
It could be chicharron.
Anywhere.
Like.
Anywhere. You could get the shoulder and the ass in the same batch.
in the same batch.
Well, I don't eat it anymore, but I'll say it was delicious.
Right.
It
memories.
Was delicious.
Memories, God. Memories, man. You know
right.
what I'm
going to
go for?
No, come on. We're not doing that again.
Don't
say
that.
We're going to bring it on to something
yo,
lighter.
But, okay. But do you like the song? Real, I didn't even ask you that. Do you like the song with Kodak and Fabio?
I liked...
Trump is on it.
The song is in the beginning. The song is actually all right.
He's in the beginning.
It is.
Trump
it
is in the beginning.
Right. I haven't heard it yet.
I don't know if Trump. I don't know if
intro,
Trump.
Right?
I don't know if Trump. If they took a piece of his speech or he did that specifically for them. That part I don't know. But it's just like a quick intro of Trump, and then Fabio is doing the regular Fabio, and then Kodak is kind of like, you know, like thanking him for releasing me, and you know, like that. So again, My discomfort in some people is people are hating or being mad at them because of what their choice is. And that's the only thing that I just have, you know, you should be able, if this is a free country, you should be able to vote for who you want to vote for and you know, support who you want to support. And I think that's just the issue that I'm having is just that people are, and it's, to me, it's more one-sided, you know, from what I see. In my experience, that people are mad that someone like Trump or they call it Trump support. I've never heard Kamala supporter. I've only heard Trump the term Trump supporter. Never heard Kamala supporter. You understand?
Come on, come on.
He just asked me about the song.
The song.
Yeah.
Is it a good song? Not your views.
Asked about the song.
So, did you see the reports recently about that Olympic breakdancer?
Oh.
I know that was a big deal. You didn't see?
Ray Gunn.
So they say that she was like, she was really hurt by all the criticism she received.
Yo, I know you're not feeling sorry for it, yo.
No, I'm not. I'm going to ask
like
y'all.
Well, tell me what happened.
No,
I don't know
I
what happened.
I literally laughed.
I don't know what happened.
Well, everyone, she was a meme for the whole weekend. You could not scroll social media without seeing her.
Everybody is wondering how the Olympics is supposed to be the best of the best. Right?
Okay.
Right.
The best of the best.
Right.
Right? You've had B-boys, and I'm just talking about the breakdancing portion
right.
of the Olympics. You've had B-boys who have been doing their thing for years. You've had people like Crazy Legs. I forgot the other brother's name. Like, they came together, and I think what they were saying is that whoever this governing body was, they kind of muddled up the way that they were bringing in these people who were competing. And the minute that this lady started dancing, she's from Australia?
Australia.
I'm sorry, Australia, but what the fuck?
No, come on.
Yo. Oh, she didn't do a good job.
What?
Saw the videos?
I did not see it. I didn't pay attention.
Like, there were a million videos. You didn't see the videos at all?
No,
I
did not.
It was bad, bro. They were comparing it to cat memes when cats be playing with it.
I can't believe you did. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the video, I didn't know it was a real video. I thought it was like a fake video. I didn't know that this lady was really competing in the Olympics. I was shocked.
Yo, son, she
shocked.
The crazy part about it all, as bad as she was the one who got the most pub. And people are like, why is she getting the most pub? Is it because she's that bad? Because everybody was, it was being sent out left
it
and right.
It really was.
People was forwarding it left and right. And it was rare that you were actually seeing these great B-boys, these dancers and B-girls. It was bad, son. Bad, like, yo, how is she up here on this stage? How did she get to Paris?
Well, they were critiquing that too. Like, who was the judge? Like,
that was her whole show or just a piece of
that's
it?
That's a piece
that's
of
part
it.
Of her competition right there. Yo, son, there's kids in your block right now who could do better than that.
You saw the meme? They were like, Showtime better be at the Olympics. You know, Showtime.
Yeah. Nah, son, there's kids on the train right now that do better 100%. Than that. 100%. Right, and I just started seeing all these stories about, you know, how she balances her work life and then she's been practicing for
insane.
This.
Insane.
Everybody was like, yo, man, I don't want to hear
but she
that
didn't
shit.
Win.
Hell no, she ain't winning.
They're not even bringing breakdancing back to the next Olympics. She ruined it.
For everybody that's out there.
She ruined it.
It had nothing. Her performance had nothing to do with breakdancing not being a part of LA of 2028.
So they say.
I mean, yeah, 2028. Well, that's because the hosting city, they chose that years ago for breakdancing to be part of Paris, the Paris Olympics. But it's like, yo, fam, if you're going to go ahead and have somebody represent your country, like, who's QC in all of this, man? Like, who voted her up there?
But also, is it like...
Hip-hop is big in Australia, too. That's the shit that is blowing
we
my
wanted
mind.
Mainstream attention, right? For years, but rappers always longed for mainstream attention.
This ain't the
mainstream for mainstream
that you
acceptance, right?
This ain't,
like,
this ain't
for
it.
A long time, rappers, okay, they get XXL on the source. Perfect. Vogue, different story, right? They always look for that type of attention. Now that hip-hop is mainstream, it's like, this is what happens.
This is not it though. This is like if you would have rolled out us playing basketball on Sunday in Queens with Keno, right? Shout out to Miss Munson. We miss your food, Miss Munson, on Sundays. We gotta start that up again. Look,
she moved.
We gotta start that
up
now, right?
She lives in LA.
But imagine if we gotta go to LA and we gotta go to LA.
Okay, cool.
Imagine
that's fine.
We took that basketball team that we used to have, 10 of us, just send 10 of us to the Olympics, dog. Mm-hmm. Come on, son. Like, yo, we get blown out. Pause every single game. That was the exact equivalent of it right there. It just made, like, you know, for people.
But did you see her whole performance?
I saw the whole competition for her. And I'm looking at it like, yo, fam, how are they? People are laughing. They're laughing. So
nah,
I'm like,
they're crying.
Imagine,
that was hilarious.
There was like, I forgot my man's name. I think he's from Japan. And even though he didn't win, like, his performance, you know, he gave it his all. Like, people were standing up, people were crying because they knew this was probably going to be his last competition. Like, if Crazy Legs still could have done it, he retired, I think, last year or something like that, right? That was his last chance. He probably would have been out there. These are the greats, man. These are and you're talking about from different regions of the world. For that to be on that stage, dog, it was disrespectful.
She thought she was killing it, too.
It was just, yo, and then she came home, yo, fam, she came home, and she's doing stuff in the streets, like, you know, doing a dance, and it's almost like, yo, are you serious? Like, are you serious?
Well, maybe in Australia, that's the move.
No, fam, you know how big hip-hop is in Australia.
No, fam.
You know that. You know that, man. Shout out to my man Nino Brown out there. Like, I don't know who the lady is, and I'm not, you know, directing it to her personally, but you disrespected the craft, man.
Yeah, at what level do you say, I'm not that good? Like, or who is telling you?
Somebody should have told her that.
You know what I mean? Like American Idol. Like, how many times do you see those auditions? It's like, you can't possibly think you're really that good.
That was saying Jaya again, man. Like, I don't know who pushed her through. They were saying something. I didn't read the whole story that, like she rigged the system, or maybe there was a possible rigging of the system to push her through. I don't know if that's the case, but Ray Gun, that wasn't it. That was not it.
That's her name, Ray Gun?
She went by Ray Gun. I forgot her name. It's like something, something, I don't know. Ray Nell or Rachel Gunner or something like that.
Well, maybe she was scared, man. That's a big thing.
Scared. The Olympics, dog.
You saw the video. Yo, she was fair. Confident.
She was confident.
I saw 2 seconds of a video.
Yo, dog, you see.
I saw 2 seconds of a video.
She was confident with her moves, dog.
You ever saw somebody that had to perform and got cold feet?
It's the Olympics.
That's even worse.
Their whole life.
I would get more nervous at the Olympics.
She made not one mistake, though, right? Like, you can tell when someone's doing something and they fuck up and they're like, oh, wait. Like, she literally, like, hit all her steps. You can just tell, like...
Don't do that. Don't do that, because now you're letting people... Oh, she hit all her steps? Every step was wrong. So, yeah, if that's the case, every step was wrong.
And that's my point. That's my point.
Her entire routine was trash,
That's my point.
Trash. Like, it was good for kids, like, little toddler parties and all that.
She was holding her chin the whole time, acting mad confident. Like, she thought she had it in the bag. Like, son,
she
crazy. Got ran delusional.
She would have got ran up off of Tremont Avenue with that, man.
Damn, bro.
It was bad, bro.
Let's get into real hip-hop, though. So did you guys
real
hear
hip-hop?
Wow. Yes.
Real is subjective, but okay.
Well, you're going to agree with this one. Ooh. So did you see that Not Like Us Dethrones hit him up for the most streamed diss song of all time?
Okay.
Well, how could they even compare that?
It's when you talk streaming, man, it's a
yeah, it's weird, right? Because we don't know how many people listen to it before streaming era.
Yeah, you
know
so you can't compare that. That doesn't even make sense.
That's what they're saying. Kids, that's man.
Like, when you look at Hit 'Em Up, like, people went out and got that song, stood online, did whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that don't even count.
Streaming as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old.
That's what they're saying.
Opening up somebody's phone and trying to look not like us. And then that counts.
That's the word on the street.
I mean, I guess technically.
Does it count?
Technically, yeah, it's streamed better. But I can't say that it's a bigger song.
I don't even think both of them two are the greatest hip-hop diss song records, period.
True.
No Vaseline.
I think No Vaseline.
We say Ether and No Vaseline.
I didn't say Ether.
I think
No Vaseline.
Seriously? What is it with you and Nas?
I don't have no issue with Nas, but I think Hit 'Em Up is
I think
somebody said this on this couch. It was like Ether was cool, but it was a lot of stuff that wasn't like super factual. Like you talking about JJ lips, your big lips, and like that's your diss. You understand?
But that shit was funny though, man. I like
Party Up by DMX.
You think that's one of the best diss?
I think that is because you party to it, you singing it, and you didn't even know it was a diss record.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? So to me,
did
that's like the clever.
Did you produce that song or something
like that? That's Swiss Beats.
Is it?
Wait, no, but you did something for that song, didn't you?
No.
Do you really feel
Party Up, that's the way. I love my baby mother. I never let her go.
Of course I know that song. Stop.
Okay.
But like, if you don't know, if the general public doesn't know it's a diss song, doesn't really count, like the impact of
who was he
song.
Dissing again?
Legend says Ja Rule. Legend said. Yeah.
Yeah?
So you say diss records, you gotta say their name?
No, not their name, but if the general public doesn't even know, like, oh shit, this is a diss record? To who?
Well, to me, the diss record should only to the person who's being dissed.
Because everybody knew
about
No Vaseline.
Yeah, like, well,
Jerry,
I mean...
1, 2, 3, 4, you talking about all y'all and Jerry. You know, like,
what you say, mines. You understand? So, yeah.
Okay. Right.
But No Vaseline, definitely number one. You know what other record was hard? To the Break of Dawn. LL Cool J. To the Break of Dawn. This is a little bit, you know...
Definitely before my time.
Yeah, before your
I'm
time.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying nothing wrong. Just before your time. Yeah. I personally like Back to Back more than Ether.
I do like that. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I never really thought of it like that. I think Ether still is ahead of Back to Back for me, but damn it. Yeah, that's
Back to Back was good though.
Back to Back was yeah.
Back to Back was good.
That was a good record.
It was good.
Yeah, fronting on my man Aubrey, guard.
We on the same team.
I wish you would have had the same energy for this last one, man. You didn't have the energy for that. That's what people thought.
It's
Everybody thought he was going to have that energy.
All right, but let me say this.
He wasn't going up against the guy from Philly, though. He's going up with the guy from Compton.
I did hear.
Is it because maybe it had to do with a special someone in the middle of it? I don't know. Gave more, a little more ammunition? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Money.
You know what I'm talking about? It's a female in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? We give inspiration for stuff sometimes.
Is it your man?
The wars are usually fought over, you know.
Is it a world tour? Your girl's tour? Yo, that was a good record, dog.
For years, people use that line. For years.
Son, that was a good record. I don't ever want to hear this again.
You know?
Friends. And this shit came true. That was the funny part of it. The same way Not Like Us came true and Euphoria came true.
Yeah, I have to say. It's I have to agree.
It definitely grew on me. I didn't like it when I first heard it. The first maybe 2-3 days, I was just like, it's okay. But after a while, I guess it just started growing on you, Not Like Us, so.
What y'all think about Process this song?
Who? I heard it.
I heard Process this song. I heard a snippet on social media.
I can't see Proz walking into a studio by himself. Like, it doesn't, like, he probably got a studio.
He was probably upset the whole time.
Proz got a gold album, man. He's not front on Proz, man.
Do you remember how long ago that was?
Yeah, but that's his last album.
Do you remember how long ago that was?
What difference does it make?
I don't know who Proz is. This kid's right now on Google. Like, who's this? Who's this guy?
They may not even.
P-R-A-Z? No, S. Oh, okay. Who's that?
They may not even.
But they know who the Fugees is.
They know the Fugees.
Yes, and Proz is a part of the Fugees.
The Fugees is just Lauren, Miss Lauren Hill.
No, and Proz. No, don't do that.
People think the Fugees is Miss Lauren Hill. Wyclef
and Proz.
And John Forte.
No, don't do that.
That's what they might
don't
think.
Don't do that.
Fugees
they know Proz, huh?
If you don't know any better,
listen,
I'm with Rizzo.
You can't do that, God, because Proz.
They might.
If you don't know any better.
On Fuji Records,
if you don't know any better.
Proswell on Fuji Records, Proswell was not whack. He had no corny verses. Don't do that. Don't do that, God.
Self.
I'll wait.
He had no corny verses.
I'll do that.
The only thing my man had really going for him, it was his tone on those records, though.
Nah, that's right then
his
and there.
His tone. What he was saying.
He had the deep voice. Yeah.
So did homeboy from Boys the Men. Where's he at? Come on, man.
Then he have a heart attack or something,
though?
They
don't say that.
No, but
I thought something happened to him. Like he was he had health issues.
With even with him, it was his tone.
I apologize.
He was part of the what's the name? He was part of the group, but everybody, you know, they was checking for Wanye. They was checking for what's his name? The other guy. Come on, man.
Who?
Wanye.
Who's Wanye?
Wanye Morris. I forgot. This is R&B. My bad, son. My bad.
You don't know about R&B like that.
When it comes to Proz, you said Proz never had a whack verse
on the Fugees album.
On the Fugees album.
Yes.
So when his part would come on in the club,
people sing it. Yeah.
You would sing it.
Come on, my bae. Ready or not? Come on, yo, stop fucking up.
Hold on. Two verses. Give me two Proz verses.
I don't know two verses.
Give me a profound. Four balls.
Let's go.
I don't remember.
You don't fucking know.
What? I don't know why Cliff. I don't know why Cliff versus from
yo,
what you call it.
So how
November,
the hell are you gonna
That's not the Fugees. That's not the Fugees.
Exactly, because he got more records than Proz.
Buffoonery. Talking about you don't know the difference between Wyclef and Proz. So how?
I didn't say that.
You literally just said that.
I did not.
You didn't know the difference between their verses.
That's not what I said.
So what did you say?
I can't recite a Wyclef verse from the Fugees album.
I didn't ask you to do that.
He did.
I asked you to recite a Proz.
And I said, I can't, right? And I said, I can't even do a Wyclef verse.
You're literally rooting for Proz. So if you're going to root for
Proz. No, I said Proz was like the he was left off of Bad and Bougie. And I'm like, no.
Yes, he 100% was left off of Bad and Bougie.
Y'all bugging.
He could have been.
100%.
Y'all bugging.
People were more interested in Proz's hairstyles than his actual rap.
Y'all bugging. And Proz owned the Fugees.
Did he own it?
Yeah, Proz is the Fugees.
Stop.
Yes, Google it. Proz owned the Fugees. Proz was the head of the Fugees.
He had to do something. Shit, y'all ain't gonna leave me.
Yo, God, this is
y'all
crazy.
Y'all ain't gonna leave me behind. Forget all that.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I gotta do my fact check.
Let me make sure I go ahead and
sign
this paperwork. I'm paying for the studio time. Y'all not gonna leave me. I had no idea about that.
Because, you know, I'm a real journalist.
Yeah, do your due diligence on that, man. Do the homework. I didn't know that part, man.
He formed it with Wyclef. Well,
he was the head. I know his head. It was prize. Anything you had to do anything was prize. Yeah. And to my knowledge.
Oh, it does say he's the founder.
Yeah, come on, I know that.
Like, was now considered by the U.S. government to be a foreign aid.
Oh yeah, it gets deep. Okay, don't go too far.
Stop right there.
Don't go too far. In fact, I don't even want to repeat nothing on there because I don't want to be falling into nobody's courtroom. Mm-mm. But yeah, it's
but
deep.
Prize, mm-mm. Prize definitely put he put them together. He did everything, and let's keep in mind they had an album prior to that. They all Wyclef all them. I don't know nothing about that first Fuji album.
Nah, but that, if you
so don't
knew,
do
you
that.
Knew. If you what, knew, you knew.
When Prize put that sprinkle on it.
There's a lot of people who don't even know about Meek Mill's first album. YG first album. Bishop. They don't even know you're talking about Bishop.
So again, you still give that credit. When Shock G put his arm around Tupac, right? That's when he got lit.
So you say Prize put his arm around...
Lauryn Hill, and she just said it.
That's when they got
100%.
Selfish. Come on, man.
Would you like me to play? Would you want me to play some? Want me to play? BP.
Stop.
You know what BP before Prize?
Stop it, bro.
Before Prize.
Stop it. You saying Prize was the? It wasn't Jerry Wonder. It wasn't a bunch of people that was in that. Come on,
Jerry Wonder is a part of the.
Come on, Rich. Come on, I gotta call you Rich Nice. Your man talking wild right here, son. Come on.
Yo,
dog.
Stop sleeping on my
That's
man Proswell,
crazy,
God.
Son. So why? Okay, so if you made Hope, how why you make him again? What happened? Why didn't you just put his arm around another cousin and another young lady to make another?
Yo, you know the funny thing, right?
Here we go.
Switch I'm gonna tell you the funny thing. So on, when you look at Apple Music, it says popular songs, mm-hmm. right? And they got a star next to the popular song.
Copy. Okay.
Do you understand?
Gotcha.
Comprende?
Following.
So I'm looking at before Prize, right? On Fuji's thing, they have one star, and that's the remix when Prize came on. That's your Mona Lisa. Can I get a day to Friday? Right? Before that, it's no what you call it. It's no stars.
Well, I thought you said Prize formed everything. So how is he coming on after the fact?
No, because this is before Prize. Remember, I said he put them together. For my knowledge, he put them together. So I'm going by their stuff prior to Prize.
Didn't get hot till John Forte came
around. John Forte came well after the fact. Don't do that.
I mean.
Yeah,
so Lauryn Hill's acting career didn't help?
No, she was hot before that.
Yeah.
She was hot before that.
I'm not saying she was
young
hot
buck.
Before
sit back.
That.
Sit
I'm
down.
Just saying it didn't help and elevate.
Sit down. She was hot before that, girl. Yeah, don't worry about
that.
We're
going. Me. I don't like that.
Yeah, we're going what you call it, girl.
Can I ask you a question? I saw a meme that said, if a guy shows you his feet, he fucks with you heavy. Is that true?
I'm going to say yeah, yo. I'm really.
What you mean? Somebody's gonna be like, yo, look at my feet?
No, like, if you hanging around someone,
just expose.
I'm
real, yo. I'm so judgmental about feet. Like, I look at everybody's feet. By the way, you have nice feet.
Thank you.
But I don't like feet at all.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't like feet. But if I like you, and if I actually, if I, you know, I feel comfortable with you.
Uh huh.
If I don't have any like socks on. I'm walking around my flip-flops. I might be walking around barefoot. I never walk around barefoot. If I walk around barefoot, uh-huh. then you know I'm really comfortable around you.
Okay, so it's true.
Yeah.
So?
I don't know.
You don't.
You walk
you
around
care.
Barefoot around.
Yeah, I, yeah, so.
All the time, no matter what?
Yeah,
you
I don't.
Fuck with
I,
her or not?
Yeah, it don't make a difference.
All right.
Stick around long.
Yeah.
What is your thing? Like, how would a girl know if you fuck with her heavy? What is your thing?
I don't know.
Damn, you stale like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your thing? How would a girl know if you, besides showing your feet?
If I introduce her to people, even with that, I don't really introduce okay. someone who I'm with. You know, I think a woman would know how close I'm to someone if I introduce her to that person. And I think that person would know how much I'm into that woman if I introduce him to her as well.
Gotcha.
Because I really don't do the introduction thing. Like, people might say that's rude. Like, I only introduce you to the people that you need to know. Don't worry about it.
That makes sense.
That's how you keep you. I protect your fucking peace out there, people.
Absolutely.
You introducing everybody to everybody and say, yeah, exchange numbers. Next thing you know, it's fucking, what's Eminem's movie? What was the movie?
8 Mile.
8 Mile.
Yeah.
Your shorty getting smashed out. I mean, somebody's studio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn. Like, I forgot about that.
You want to have a fight.
That was foul.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was
did my man dirty.
Damn, Rabbit. I'm sorry it had to be you, man. But you came damn out on time. Man. You know what I'm saying?
So stupid.
Mom's spaghetti, baby.
They did my man dirty. My man
super dirty. What about you? Like, how do you know? How would someone know that you're feeling them?
I guess if I let you sleep in my house.
Hell yeah, that's a given.
Or if I sleep with you in general. Like, for me, I think sleeping in someone's bed is very personal.
Do you do, like, once a week? I'm very observant, yo. Mm-hmm. So, like, even when I just kind of come into a spot, I'm doing once-overs. I'm doing sweeps over and over and over again. What's the thing that will make you leave that house immediately?
Leave that house immediately?
Like, you get the invite. Yo, B, what you doing tonight? Netflix and chill. Why don't you come over? I'll cook something. You make it over to the crib. You go in the house. First 2 minutes, you see something. What is that something that makes you say,
if I see like a mousetrap, I'm out.
Mousetrap?
That hasn't happened to me, thank the Lord. But
mousetrap, though? I mean, that's kind of common in the city, right? No? Okay. Nah, mousetraps in the crib?
Nope. I'm terrified
of
it.
But it got to be concealed. Like, I'm not just out in the open. It's got to be behind a refrigerator.
If I bump into it, I'm out. I'm terrified of rodents.
That's just sticking to your foot. That's a fact. Right there.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, you went to God's house and they got mice?
No, that hasn't happened. I'm just saying that would
be. But if she saw that.
I haven't encountered a situation like that, knock on wood, yet. But if I did, if I bumped into like a mouse trap or something like that, that would have me out.
I slept in somebody's house and a mouse jumped on the bed. And I was
stop,
like,
stop, no, oh my God, stop.
I remember that.
Stop, you're lying.
This is in Long Island,
no,
too.
No, you're lying, you're lying.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, ew, no, little small mouse. I was like, ew.
Take the quilt, pop,
and fly off. I said, ew, oh, like,
fucking mouse.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, this mouse is like bold enough to get on the bed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, that's an infestation.
It's that bold, it ain't the first time. You still smashed?
That's an infestation.
Still
I was messing with her before at the time. I think I left because I was like, yo, nah, I can't do this.
No, seriously?
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I'd be scared. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you need a cat.
Nah. Nah, son.
I do remember that. That was a while ago, though.
Yo.
I was a young ute.
I would say toothpaste on the bathroom mirror. Like, all over the bathroom mirror, that would make me leave. A ring in the toilet bowl.
Definitely a dirty toilet,
that'll
too.
That'll make me
a
leave.
Dirty, yes, yes.
And back in the day, remember when people used to have, like, the blankets, but they would kind of be, like, kind of knotty or, like, you know, like, the material.
Lint balls
and stuff. But if I saw, like, a cigarette burn in that I'm out of there. Because I hate cigarettes. I won't even step on
buttons. How do you know that a blunt burn?
Whatever the fuck it was. I automatically thought the shit was a cigarette burn, so I was just like, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. I can't fuck with that.
No, toilet bowls are important, too.
Toilet bowls are hard. If you got very a ring, important. Like, and multiple rings, yeah.
Especially, like, you a guy, you stand up. Yeah. I sit down. If you have a dirty toilet, I can't do that either.
Oh, no, because if your toilet bowl is looking like that, what's your bowl, what's the box looking like?
That is true.
Good.
What's something, besides someone's crib, what is something about a woman that will turn you off that you could be fucking with her and you'd be like, absolutely not, that's it, I saw this, or this occurred and that's it?
I just think, like, where I'm at right now, just messiness. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, when you see somebody just constantly talking about people, and then they talking about people to different people.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, there's been times when we've gone out, or you'll be out for, like, say, a Saturday. You know how you hit different spots, but you may be, like, with one group of people for the entire run of that day. You just see somebody just constantly talking about someone. It's always fucking negative. Like, I'm big on energy. Like I said, protect your peace, but I'm
absolutely
also big on energy, right? Without knowing, you could take in a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's all these negative thoughts. And then on the other side, because you with this person always running their fucking jibs all the time, now you associate it with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're standing so close to it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be put in the position of when we out somewhere and be like, yo, didn't so-and-so say that about you? And I'll be like, yo, man, don't put me in the middle of this shit. I don't want to have nothing to do with this. That's between y'all two. Because I will back that bus up and throw it all over on y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to have nothing to do with it. That's if it's with a young lady, I don't want to be around it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Like, that's it? Really?
I want to be around it. That, at this point, it's so much... yo, I'm so fucking picky at this point. Like, there's a lot of shit that you got to get through for me to even kind of be in that situation. Mm. So if you got through all that and that's something I see, yeah, I got to go.
Okay. So?
This guy.
I don't know. I'm just looking at some of these.
You don't even care, right? Like, you just be like, whatever.
No, some of these answers to these things is like super
easy.
Stop
deflecting. What is one thing about a woman that will have you like stop talking to her?
I guess annoying, right? Annoying.
What's annoying?
Anything I feel at, I guess at the time is annoying.
You don't have a, like an example? You must be a weirdo. You're one of those people that just get annoyed out of nowhere?
I do get annoyed.
Oh, my God.
What about you, B?
For me, it would have to be like a clout chaser. Mm. Like a guy that's like always like, it's different, right? Like some people are on social media to promote their business or whatever the case. That's different.
Right.
But if a guy is just on there like because he wants attention, like an attention seeker, that's what turns me on.
Always thinking about themselves.
Just an attention
seeker.
Have
you ever been out and you saw a guy knocks another woman out of the way to go take a picture with another client
yes.
in the club?
Yes.
I used to see that shit all the time.
So do you think that's wrong?
Yeah.
Because?
You knocked a woman out of the way to take a picture with another man. That shit not wrong to you?
I'm just, well, maybe the
he's done it before.
No, I don't think I've ever done it before. But maybe that picture he needed for something.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, son. Like, even if you needed the picture, like, you didn't have to put your whole elbow in Shorty's face.
Well, maybe you want to get that picture, since sometimes girls trying to talk or something like that. Again, like, I guess because I'm on the I want to take a picture with you side sometimes, right? And I feel like what happens is a lot of times we shame people for wanting to take pictures.
I don't shame you, but I definitely think there's a way to
right, being a beast, like when you're a beast, about it's different when you go up casually, oh, can I get a flick? But if you're a beast about it, like, oh, I gotta get this picture. Like, that's
and
disgusting.
All of us have been in situations where it's like pressure packed moments where you gotta make this happen at a certain time so you don't lose the picture. You
right.
don't lose the moment. But the way I've seen it happen multiple times, the way guys just be moving women out the way, it's not even like, pardon me, Shorty, excuse me for a second. I'm talking about
right.
bumping them out the way, mushing
right.
them out the way.
Well, I think you should elbow
way.
No one, guy or girl.
That right there. It,
there's
it just
something
shocks
I like
you.
That
you
though.
Be like, mm-hmm. Yo, son, what is like, yo, dog, mm-hmm. what's going on? You had to get that pick. There's no justification for that shit. I don't care what you say to me.
Right.
Like, you gotta leave the table. So like, this, you need to be in general population.
You
that's
need
not,
to go sit in the corner.
That's not a VIP action right there.
In Latina, sit
gotta,
in the corner.
You gotta go to Gen Pop for that one, bro.
That, and I think when a man speaks too sexually to me immediately when I meet them, that's a turn off.
Well, he say like, suck my dick.
Like, like if we're having the first conversation and you just bring up something that has to do with like sex, it's like you don't even know if you're gonna get there with me, homie. Like why are you bringing this up?
Well, maybe that's testing the waters.
Okay, and now you're back on the boat.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
But then you might see because I think that sometimes women, they think in a certain way, and the man might be thinking a certain way. So maybe he may say that to you because he's trying to see because he's trying to kill tonight. And he may be looking like, oh, well, you not that type. I deuces. You understand?
Well, that hasn't been my experience. Like, they continue wanting to talk, and that's fine. But for me, off that turns me off.
Right.
That's the turn off to me. Like, a guy, for me, what turns me on is a guy being cool. Like, if it gets there, it gets there. You know, don't be pressed.
Oh, the sneaky type.
That's what you call that?
Yeah, because, if he trying to get there, but he being cool... You just said being cool. That's what you just said.
Fuck
use
it.
The word.
Then if that's the case, then
you
that's
just
the case.
Said that
I don't
being
look
cool.
At it as being sneaky, so
I just feel like
look
you
at
cool.
Being strategic.
Okay, that's the same. Sneaky and strategic. Yeah, you understand? Strategic.
Well, if that's the case,
look,
fine.
Strategic.
Strategic.
Sneaky is to me.
Work for the kid plenty of times.
Yeah, strategic.
I would tell you that you will get when it comes to me
time.
Like. It'll probably happen
okay,
if you play cool.
Okay, yes,
like,
I agree. Strategic.
Be strategic. The off GP, like just talking sexually, I don't like that. That's a turn off to me. I will never talk to you again. Like
strategic.
Like, you got to read the room, right? And I think if you got you can see the person who's gonna want to hear that shit. You know the person who's not gonna want to hear that. Like
right.
you gotta work the angles a little bit more. You gotta feel it out. And the only way you're gonna know is if you probe. Mm-hmm. If you go in too hard in the beginning, pause. you gonna get kicked off the island. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't
like
be that. Swimming out there, waiting. Nah, just hang around, see what happens.
Especially like just because you're a good looking guy doesn't mean that I'm gonna sleep with you. Like for me, it has to be like a mental connection.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have to have a connection. Like, yeah. I don't care how good looking you are, whatever you got, that none of that matters.
I know in the past, like, if there's ever been a time, like you meet somebody and, like, you smash, you know, you kill first night or whatever. Like, it's all for men. I can't speak for every man, but for men, especially for me, like, as soon as it's over, I want to go. I want you to go. I want to go. Like, somebody got to go. I need to get the fuck up out of here.
You don't like to cuddle?
No, I don't want to cuddle. Really? Yo. I don't want to come because like that mental cuddle. Connection isn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, see, and that's that, and they like guys like Rick, and then me, I want to cuddle, and then they say I'm the.
Oh, you like to cuddle?
I don't know what they call that. I'm like the bad guy, and then look, the good guy's like, yo, get up out of here.
Get the fuck out! Yeah. Oh, you
Skit,
like to cuddle?
Skindaddle, right? Yeah.
Aww.
Skit Skindaddle.
You heard that, ladies? He likes to cuddle.
Yeah, he's a cuddler.
The cuddler.
The cuddler.
But you ruthless like that?
Not ruthless, but if I...
Yeah, ruthless. That's fine. Skit and daddle. Right,
skeet.
If I'm going to be Jerry and Easy, then fuck it. I'm ruthless, man.
Okay. Right
there, because, like, yo, if you don't got... If you don't have, like, any type of mental connection...
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's just a physical action. It's just like us going to the gym.
It's true.
You don't see me wanting to hug the weights. You know, I'm not doing none of that.
No, it's true.
Work out real quick. I'll leave the gym. Take a shower. I'm out.
Nah, I said that I'd be a dog.
No, that's
you would
not.
You would be.
But here's the thing. Would you respect it more because you know it up front, right? And that's been
I'm
the difference.
I'm big on that.
And I'd be the dog,
that,
right? See?
No, that's I'm big difference. On that.
That's to try to clean up.
No, it ain't the
you respect
no,
it more.
On that.
Difference. You set the
that's crazy,
that
God.
You both know where you want this to go. No. What it's here for. 100%. What you want it
yo,
to be.
That is crazy.
No. I'm a big believer in that. Like, don't tell somebody that you're looking for something that you're really not just to hit it. Like, just be upfront and let that person make the decision whether or not they want to move forward.
Yeah.
Because if not, then that's how you end up in problems. All of a sudden you smash and the female's like, well, I thought you loved me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, avoid that. There's a million women out there that will probably move forward the way you want to move forward. You don't have to lie.
You don't have to lie. Like, yo, we just here for one night only.
What song is that?
Niggas in Paris.
Oh, that did yo, not sound like that.
Crazy,
that
son.
Did not sound
put
like that.
On that. The card, guys, so she can
first of all, I know that song. I love that song. That you thought you knew that was the song that he was doing?
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Y'all in sync, maybe I'm out.
Shout out to Hit Boy. Yeah, son. Yeah. Crazy, guys. Crazy.
Y'all are crazy.
I want to say real quick, man, you know, rest in peace to our homie, Beat King. I remember he had a picture. He used to always wear the T-shirts.
Oh, right. My man, Beat King.
One of his T-shirts said, lie to hit, or some shit like that. He used to always have like these ratchet-ass sayings on him, man. But I want to say rest in peace to my man. That is a funny dude. One of Houston's finest. He was just really, really getting his flowers. Nicki Minaj recently had her Pink Friday 2 tour come through Houston, and I think they were at the Toyota Center, right? Because arenas only.
Right.
And she brought him out, and the whole fucking arena is singing his song, man. Unfortunately, passed away at 39 years young. So rest in peace to B. King.
Rest in peace.
Much love and condolences to his family, his lady, the kids, especially all of his fans, man. He will not be replaced.
Yeah, Beat King was my guy.
Time out. Can you not be flicking through a TV like with two remotes while he's saying rest in peace to a producer?
Actually,
you
I
like
wasn't
him.
Flicking through the TV. When
but
he
I'm just saying we would like to do like a like the whole view and you're sitting here like, yeah,
no,
Beat
King was
peace.
My guy. He was definitely
no, but
my
can
guy.
You do that and not, come on, seriously?
Beat King's my guy.
No, can you not do that? Can you put the remote down? Like act engaged?
Well, the camera's on him, so.
No, but you don't know if we're doing the other angle, which is all three of us.
I'm pretty sure that he would be showing. <He's> I'm pretty sure, you know.
Anyway. Anything else for you guys?
Wait,
I'm about to go get something to eat.
You just ate a pie.
I know, I want some more food.
Look at those chicken wings, like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm out of here. Apartment 5H, baby. Chicken and wings. I mean, wings.